Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I just walked out of an AA meeting in Springville, Utah. That's where I grew up. And that's my hometown. And I told them so. I told them this is my hometown. And there was a guy that sat beside me, and I could feel his attempt to dominate. And when I stood up to his attempt to dominate, another gentleman across the circle immediately gave eye contact to me. And I think it's like they team up. Like, I had to face the guy that I would not allow to dominate me. This is all happening with body language, you know what I mean? There's no words spoken. There's only body language and your aura, your emotional center, the state of your thoughts, whether you have control or whether you're being dominated or intimidated by someone else, whether they're putting you under their control. So the other guy teams up with him. So I gave him a stare down moment, eye contact. I made eye contact with him, and he could see that I wasn't going to back down. So he looked away. You know, this all happened within a half a second. And sometimes people will stare at each other for, oh, maybe 10 seconds. You know what I mean? So the way I handle that is, if somebody looks at me first, then I look at them, eye contact, until they break eye contact, because they are the ones who came into my space with their consciousness. And so if it's me, I catch myself going into their space by looking at them, and they immediately know I'm looking at them, even if they're looking some other direction. It's really weird. So they look at me and they give me eye contact. So it's like a confrontation. And since I did it to them first, I look away immediately. And so, you know, I give them their space. So I'm not trying to dominate them either. I just don't want to be dominated. And this guy shared, and he shared this typical AA old-time cult line of bullshit, where it's based on falsehood. And he says, if you don't stay here and go to meetings, you'll go out and get drunk and you'll die. So that's the basic lie that they tell you at meetings. And they want you to surrender. Well, the program says we gave ourselves to this simple program to get recovery from alcoholism. And it's, see, they don't really look at everything that's said in the book, because the book also says, remember, we agreed to go to any length for victory over alcohol. We're not surrendering to it. We're finding a way to have victory over it. And a lot of them think that you're supposed to surrender to alcohol. So anyway, they will tell you these false statements. That he said that everything happens to you, that happens to the worst cases. If you go back out and drink, the worst possible things will happen to you. It's kind of like he's making this threat, off the wall threat, and he's got no way of proving, or how would that even happen, that the worst tragedy that happens to someone from drinking will happen to you if you drink. See, that's simply not true. And so they lie on purpose, and they think it's funny. or I don't know, they want to gain control. So there's a lot of people that think AA is a cult, that you can't leave. See, that's a cult. You can't leave or you're going to die. That's a cult. A lot of people hate AA because it's a cult. And that's what cults do. They make a lot of enemies. And they hurt a lot of people. So AA itself gave notice to all the groups through the central office, from the main office in New York, notifying all the other central offices, to notify all the groups that there are perpetrators in AA and they're scamming for money and sex and power and so forth. So basically we're talking like narcissistic control. And when I was, I took a drug and alcohol class at the University of Utah in the 90s, and long time ago. So I had a teacher that I really connected with. Gerald Brown was his name. And he was teaching us personality types and the way it affects alcoholics and recovering from alcoholism. So he was saying there's narcissists that typically it's a narcissist that's the sponsor, and the sponsee is a borderline personality. So you have these two dysfunctional people from their personality disorders, and the narcissist is in the control game and the borderline. I'm not real sure what that, I think these days they call it an empath instead of a borderline. It's the narcissist hooks up with an empathic type, and the empath knows the feelings of others and is very sensitive to anyone being harmed, including themselves. And the narcissists have numbed their emotional center, and they don't feel any pain from harming other people, and they don't let anyone harm them either. It's like they're not available emotionally. So it's all coming from a mental point of view. There's no heart level in it. So the heart level is the key to solving all this. So like I shared, I said I stopped drinking because I realized I was doing wrong to other people. And so I would be a hypocrite if I don't like being harmed by others to do me wrong. And if I continue to do people wrong, then I'm a hypocrite. So I had to get honest with myself. And I had to quit drinking, because if I drink, I'm going to harm people. I'm not capable of not harming people if I'm drunk. And so, you know, our abilities are greatly diminished when we're in a drunken state. So I need all the help I can get, so I don't drink. And so I'm trying to tell the people that it's really a must that we work the steps, because I'm using their lingo, their book. And their book says that we look where we were harming others, and we stopped harming them on a daily basis. We do the 10th step, and we analyze whether we've done anyone wrong today. And if we have, we correct it immediately, like tomorrow when we get up. We fix it. What did I do wrong? And I need to make amends for something I've done wrong to someone again. You know, and so then that's like the Ho'oponopono. Yeah. So it's a Hawaiian prayer. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So we get back in our right mind again when we start thinking I'm harming someone. And so it's really a good prayer to get people back in touch with their emotional center that does not want to harm other people. So when we get harmed, it messes us up. That's what happened. We were harmed and it messed us up. So how do we break this cycle, this chain, this break the chain of being harmed and then harming the next generation? The next people we meet, we harm because we were harmed. And how do we stop this? Well, it's by looking at what we're really doing, honestly. And the program says that we can't do it without spiritual help. So basically, you can call the group of alcoholics God, group of drunks. So I'm an atheist, so I serve the group of alcoholics, because I'm not serving some God with a super brain, because I don't think there is one. So I'm serving the all-powerful all. It's everything, so therefore it has all power. That's logic. And this man shared after me, and he said, "I'm sorry I hurt your home group or interfered with your home group," or something like that, "but I don't feel welcome here." And he got up to leave. And so no doubt this man had been intimidated by these other guys running that scheme of, if you don't surrender to us, you're going to die from alcohol. And it's like King Alcohol. It's like Satan is a good representation of King Alcohol. Or the Lord Almighty is King. And if you don't surrender, you will die. So it's like the Bible that says that, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever. To choose me is to choose life, and to not choose me is to choose death. And then it's got all these curses against the people that don't surrender to the God of Deuteronomy, Moses stuff. And the Jews have really suffered from that. And I don't know if they realize it. I know a lot of them do. You know, there's all these threats against other people, and we're going to take over the world mentality, and then Hitler comes along and kills 6 million Jews. That's tragic, and it's I can see the connection with the Old Testament and why that happened. So, you know, it's like where Pilate shows up and says to the one that's supposed to be the all-powerful God, Jesus, "So where is this one with all power?" You know, like, "Excuse me, it's me, dum-dum." Have you ever looked at it that way? Because Pilate could end his life, and he did, because the Jews chose him. I think this is all fiction. I don't think it's real. I think it's fiction. So when you start looking at it as being fiction, you can interpret it in a new way. Like, this is clever writing for some reason. And so this guy, back to the AA meeting, this guy gets up and leaves. And another one of the older guys that run this scheme of, if you don't surrender to us, you'll die, the cult aspect of AA, he's a big guy, and he gets up and he's going to go out and talk to the guy who's leaving the meeting. And I've heard how that goes before, and they'll tell them, they'll like love bomb them, and they'll tell them, you need to surrender to God or something. And you need to do what you're directed to do, do what you're told, and give yourself to us. That's a cult. So that's what they do when somebody goes out. So I wanted to go out and make sure that this guy was not going to intimidate him or use any manipulation on him. The guy who had been harmed and had the courage to call the group on for doing him wrong. He said, I don't feel welcome here. In other words, he was telling them that they had done him wrong. And I had just shared about, I told the group, because of the cult people in the group, I said, your higher power is not strong enough to stop my higher power from punishing you if you do me wrong, because I'm sick of being done wrong by people at AA. See, so many people, they absolutely refuse to go to AA because they've been done wrong by people at AA. AA has a really bad reputation. And it has a lot of critics. And it's because of its cult-like nature. And we see that going on with religions that are cult-like these days. People are no longer afraid of their religions. And we're speaking truth. We're being fair, and we're telling the truth about the religions. So there's people are calling on the Islam, and they're calling on the Christians, and they're calling on the Jews for being unfair in their religion. There's like this special protection of Jews where people are not directly, well, we are directly bringing up scriptures from the Old Testament, but it's being directed toward the Christians. But the Jews are using, it came from their Old Testament. Moses stuff is what the Jews read. And I met some people online, that a woman online who was telling me how she's Jewish and there's Satanism in her Jewish family and this abuse that was going on, and it was hidden. So the same story, like child abuse issues that have came to light in the Catholic religion recently, and like there's like a court proceedings against the LDS religion for child abuse issues, and they've kept it quiet. Here again you have people being silenced. And so this guy, back to the AA meeting, this guy, this big guy, he's down there, and I says, he like looks at me when I follow him down like, what the hell are you doing here? You got no right to be here. And I said, I don't want you to intimidate my friend. I'm here to see that you don't intimidate my friend. And he said to me, don't you be messing with me. Immediately he goes into an intimidation tactic against me. Like, what's he going to do? Beat me up or something? You know? And I said, I am messing with you. He said that I would not be able to mess with him anymore or something, in so many words. And I said, I am messing with you, and I'm going to continue to messing with you, to mess with you, because I don't want you intimidating my friend. And so then the guy says, oh, this is like, he's like kind of bewildered or amazed. I was trying to read his reaction, and he's just kind of observing what's going on. And at this point, I'm like, I don't feel welcome here. I'm leaving. And so then they're like trying to stop me from leaving. And I said, just let me go. I'm leaving. And they was actually like holding me from not leaving. And it was just ridiculous. So I left, because I do not want to stay there when I'm that agitated emotionally, because violence is not the best way to solve things, even when people threaten, like the guy did. He threatened that if I'm messing with him, then I'm going to be in big trouble. It's a felt threat, you know. And so the police can be used, but they have generally sided with the controllers, sadly, but it's true, because the police are a control force themselves and they want to have order. So the narcissistic control, they don't mess with. They let the narcissistic control control. And that's the same thing you have going on with corporate employers. The CEO doesn't even have a clue what's going on. And he's got the managers and the people that are directing the employees on what to do. And there's a gang there, a cult-like structure that's based on narcissistic type control, and they don't want that apple cart upset. If you complain about somebody did something unfair and there's no law broken, they side with the guy who keeps their order, even though it's abusive. Like, I'm a member on Facebook, workplace abuse. So we do have some laws. We have some laws on intimidation, mental duress, stalking, gang stalking, especially at the workplace. So I've used laws in this local neighborhood because I'm standing up to this group, this cult-like group that's throughout our entire culture. Then I've had people outside my window taunting me through the window. And so I've gone out there and I've read that some of them that I suspected were involved in it, in the middle of the night, harassing me verbally through the window. And there's like this verbal harassment coming from the roommate that I drew the landlord's attention to. And I read them the law about harassment, stalking, mental duress, and it worked. So the laws, the way they're written, were helpful. It isn't that wonderful that we have some laws that actually are about establishing justice for all. So on the way home, I started getting this telepathic thought that's so common for me, very common. And it's like they're blaming a policeman. And they want to kill some policeman. And I don't buy into it. And so I didn't buy into it. And I'm like, well, what is it? What's the cop done? Has he done something illegal? You know, I'm just thinking thoughts in my own mind about these other thoughts that are appearing in my mind. And it wasn't very long of my rational thought had eliminated this antagonistic kill police line of thought, because they were blaming a policeman for siding with the cult side, like I already explained. And so that didn't happen. So then is what I'm getting telepathically, thoughts appearing in my mind. The cops are understanding and they agree with me. Wow, that is a great day. It's my birthday, and that's like the best birthday present that I've ever had. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. So that's the first segment, and I just picked up the microphone, so I'm trying to hold it the right distance so I get the volume right, because I'm not going to change any settings. Looks like I got it about right. I got a graph on my DAW.
I make the podcast with Traction product. Waveform is the name of the DAW. And I just have an inexpensive microphone. So I've found that all the things I need have just been strangely available, because I'm trying to get from point A to point B, and I have the inclination to get the synthesizer, and I learn how to do the DAW thing, and then I have this available to make the podcast for the website. So I wanted to add some more. At the AA meeting, the big guy that I followed down to make sure he wasn't intimidating my friend started mumbling about when he was talking in the meeting, and he shared about he didn't feel welcome there at their home group, kind of more cult stuff. So then he looked at me and said something about butt, B-U-T, you know, and it's like we've been talking about unwanted sexual comments or advances or whatever. We were joking about unwanted sexual advances before the meeting, because I brought that I brought that up because of the situation we're working out here. See, we're just working through some ordinary stuff. So the positive thing that came from the meeting was that keep doing the positive side of the program. So, you know, stay humble, because we're all just in the state of learning, and stay kind and helpful to everyone. And those people will, at the meeting, even though that they have a different God that's not big enough to get me under its thumb. And that's my entire point right there. Their God's not big enough to control me. It's just not. And it doesn't mean that I'm it. It means there's not one. Because their God can't defeat me. It doesn't have all power. There's not one. There's the all-powerful all. That's all there is. And I don't think it has a brain, other than us. And we're not very smart. So this big guy that said that don't mess with him, threatening me, when he shared, right off the get-go, see, I just remembered. That's why I wanted to add to the podcast. I heard him say about me, see, that's crosstalk. There are a lot of groups that are not supposed to crosstalk. You're not supposed to talk about somebody else while you're doing your share. So I heard him talking about me, and he was saying how I'm extremely dangerous and unwise. Now, he was saying something else, but it matched up with me personalizing it, because yesterday I kept hearing telepathically they're accusing me of being dangerous, and it's from the police. It's like they didn't charge me, and they're looking at me as being extremely dangerous. So see, this God, their Lord, that's a piece of dog shit to me. I don't like their Lord at all. This is why, because it's not fair to me. So it's trying to get me under control, and it's wearing badges. We used to joke about this particular gentleman that always put his God badge on. He would talk about that, how he put it on his God badge and starts telling people what to do. So he was drawing attention to this police problem back then. Police are just humans too, just working through their issues as a human. And we all have control issues. So we need the way of fairness really bad, you know. It's obvious. And this guy's saying that I'm extremely dangerous and unwise. And so that's part of why I confronted him when he told me that don't mess with me or else, you know. So what is going on here? I don't know. I wish I did. They try to shut us up and they try to hide their evil deeds. So the key to this is the people that won't agree to being fair to us, and that they're going to continue to do wrong to us, we need to find out all their past inappropriate activities and tell everybody about what they did. Or they can agree to stop doing us wrong and to join. In other words, they're accepting the way of fairness idea. I agree to not do other people wrong. I will be fair. And if they won't, then they're going to be fighting a rat that's a lot bigger than they are. So, you know, it's like, we got to get some rat that's got some really big teeth. We need something with some big teeth to get people to agree to stop doing us wrong. That's what all we want, is for police to stop doing us wrong, non-police to stop doing us wrong. I'm getting that the police are basically on my side now, recently, and except for this danger. Who's the danger? I don't have a gun. Part of this was about the guy who emptied his gun. Some policeman, I didn't listen to it, had emptied his gun into probably a black man, because they're always having problems with black people committing suicide via cop. And or whatever, they're trying to go out in a blaze of glory of policeman bullets. Now the unfairness, see, the black people have been treated extremely unfairly. We enslaved them. But I was thinking it might be like a karmic thing where they're very dominating. They try to dominate and control, and they're bad, and that means they lie and they stab you in the back, and because of what happened to them, I guess. The Native American people are not like that openly. They might be like that secretly. So we're talking about negative character qualities. And I got mine and they got theirs, and we need to get rid of them. We need to get them under control ourselves. So, you know, you can talk about the white guy that is a white supremacist, and he's not fair in his thinking, and he's a bad example for white people. And that's the case in all the tribes. There's bad examples, individuals in all the tribes. So karmically, if there's a people that is dominating and won't cooperate, they got put into slavery. And I don't, you know, it's just a thought. But there might be something to it. So this is not to harm anyone. This is to, like, hey, look, there's something really powerful about the way we are and what it causes to us. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to the police because of what they're doing. But we have an ongoing mass murder problem. And when people get frustrated with no way to resolve this, this is what happens. They end up using bullets or bombs or cars. I mean, there's people have used bombs to mass murder. They've used automobiles and trucks to mass murder. They've used guns to mass murder. And when people have no hope, that's why this is happening. We really need the way of fairness. Thanks for listening.